Hello and happy new year. Long time no podcast. This is Bridget, your resident host of this Dear Vampire Diaries podcast. And I am joined today by Janelle. Happy new year, Janelle.
Happy new year.
We are here today to read. This was your idea a couple months ago. I was reading you an email and you said to me, have you ever done a mailbag episode? And I was like, no. And so I would like to start with the email that was the one that I read to you that made us
excellent. I have
both laugh.
No recollection. So I'm ready. Okay.
Fantastic. So for most of these, we will anonymize them. But in this one, Karen said that we could use her email. She gave us permission. So
excellent.
This is what she wrote into us. She says, hi. Yes, my name really is Karen. No, I'm not a Lockwood. And no, I don't want to talk to your manager. Now that that's out of the way, love the podcast. It helps me disassociate from my job and you guys make me laugh, which is a problem sometimes because it's really hard to laugh quietly in an office setting. This might be super random, but I need to tell you. I got a new car recently. It's 10 years old, but it's new in my life. The second I found out it was a hybrid, I knew I had to name it Klaus.
Naturally.
Classic. I even considered getting a vanity plate that said Rebecca, but I didn't. Perhaps
1000%.
Yes, perhaps a bumper sticker to be decided. Anyways, sorry, that was totally random. Just figured you might get a kick out of it. Love you guys, Karen, not Lockwood. Thank you so much, Karen. Hilarious.
The only thing that disappoints me about that is that she keeps saying I thought about getting it, which indicates that she does it, which means that the chances of me riding around these streets and seeing a Rebecca, with 19 A's, right, on the back is like really low. And that saddens
that
me.
That disheartens us. Get on it, Karen. Come on.
I know. Karen, or like Karen, not Lockwood.
Yes.
Like, I honestly, like, there are so many bumper stickers that could be, and I'm just a little sad that I won't see them.
Yeah.
But the ideas of them live on. So thank you.
You know what's funny is that Deanna has told me that she has a friend named Rebecca, and her custom ringtone for her is Joseph Morgan screaming Rebecca, and it scares her every time.
I love that, and of course,
yes, it's a natural decision.
Like, and of all of the people, naturally, it would be her.
All right, so our next one, I'm going to need your help. Will you come up with a random first name?
Chandria. I don't know.
Okay, Chandria. All right, this is, and last name?
Lockgate.
Chandria Lockgate. Dear Vampire Diaries podcast, absolutely love the pod. You do a great job of making it fun while also addressing the issues that needed and deserve more attention. It's brought so much joy to rewatching The Vampire Diaries once again. As a woman in my 30s now, I'd say it's still the most memorable, impactful show I've ever watched. The acting is so damn good, and it blows me away that these actors haven't been in bigger roles. Every time I watch the show, I gain a new level of appreciation for how great it is, and now having this podcast makes the experience even better. I feel so validated listening to the pod, knowing there are others out there who love and appreciate it as much as I do. Fun random idea. I was thinking about the episode you did dedicated to Twilight, and it got me thinking, if the worlds collided, who from Twilight would the Vampire Diaries characters end up with? I've been having so much fun thinking about which characters from each world would be compatible. Would love to hear your opinions on the pod. Seriously, amazing job putting it together. Thank you so much for doing it. And there's a PS, which is major props for tackling the heavy themes and avoiding and providing trigger warnings. Mm. I work as a mental health therapist, so I fully appreciate the care and sensitivity you put into those topics. And
nice.
She says, all the characters on TBD should be in therapy.
1000%. And
yes.
Also, thank you, Chandria, for your service.
Yes.
Us and the community, because we need our health, our mental health protected.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you, Chandria Lockgate. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was so excited with this question. Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Who am I thinking?
I have been thinking about this.
Okay.
And I obviously, it's not canon that some of these characters are queer. But if they were, I think that Rebecca and Rosalie would be like a power couple. Like, they would both be like power tops, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they could absolutely,
yeah.
I could see them Thelma and Louising it across the country, just like exacting revenge on people they want to exact revenge on. They both have that flair for the dramatic, so I feel like they could be very ride or die with each other.
I don't know. The only reason.
I already wrote the fanfic about it, Janelle. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I feel like it would be a little toxic, though, right?
Yes. For sure. But they, you know.
So we're just going with just, okay, who would they, you know what? Chandria said, who would they end up with?
I have another one that I wonder if you'll disagree with me on, okay. But I need to pitch it to you. Okay. Yes. Just go with me on this for a second. Carlisle and Bonnie. Because Carlisle's whole thing is about being like an ethical vampire and creating like a family and a community that follows that so that he can be like a doctor and go around doing the good deeds. And I feel like Bonnie really needs someone that is all about like community and needs someone that's going to like encourage ethics and kindness and stand for stuff as someone in power and not just like use it to sort of like manipulate and feed off of the people of a population. Yeah.
I low-key think I liked Bonnie with Jasper, though.
I was thinking about that. Okay, tell me why Bonnie and Jasper.
Because he's such a gentleman, right? Yeah.
And he can manipulate moods, and that's kind of nice to have around.
Oh, hold on. Time out. We can't put Bonnie with... Because he was in the Confederate.
Yeah, no, we can't do that. I feel like...
Okay, then we turn into, like, the whole TBD pairing black people with Confederates. Okay, so we can't 100%. Do that. Okay, take it back. Part of me, I could see... Okay, if we're going the hetero route, mm-hmm. part of me could see her with Emmett because her type is kind of that physique. Like, if you think of...
Yeah, very Jeremy.
Yeah, you know? Okay, the only thing is he's kind of... He also has... He borders douchebaggery a little bit.
Yeah, but ultimately he seems like he has a good heart. Like,
he does. I don't really think that I feel like any of the Cullen family are terrible.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Part of me, so like, I would love it to be like Jasper's, since down South sensibilities minus the Confederacy with like Emmett's whole physique thing.
Vibe he's got going on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm going
that
with,
for Bonnie. Right? That's right? Very, yeah. She deserves someone down to earth for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Rosalie and Damon. I think Rosalie could tame Damon.
You think?
1000%. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Rosalie, I think that Rosalie's like, listen, anybody who could turn up that ire after y'all treated her real bad, that level.
That's very true.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
I do see it.
The rest of the world, but I'm talking about in her history.
Yes.
What it tells me is if she gotta go there, she can go there and she will. And I think I like that.
You don't think Damon would burn Rosalie? I feel like he would burn her on something and she would be like, how dare you? And then they would have like a
1000%
very Rebecca and Damon kind of vibe.
I absolutely think that would happen. I think she would triumph, is all I'm saying. Yeah, I think fair. I feel like he would try it and then she'd be like, oh, is that what we thought? Okay. I was trying to be right.
I have another one to pitch you though for Damon. What about Alice? I feel like the strategy mindset with her being able to see the future, like, and her ability to be really, like, optimistic and cheerful, I feel like she could bring him up and make him better. And also, they would be, like, a strategy power dynamic. You're shaking your head. You are closing your eyes and shaking your head and going, I can't.
Absolutely no. No. She would piss him off. I think she would piss him off so royally. I think she would be a good match for him, but I think that she would be a good mental match for him, but I don't think
He would hate her positivity.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
She'd be like that person that's happy in the morning when you're trying to read the newspaper and she's like, la 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 la. He'd be like, oh my God.
It would drive him
Yeah.
bananas.
That's fair.
I don't think, again, I'm going back to who would they end up
End up
with,
with.
right? Like, not
Oh, okay.
probably, do you see what
Well,
I'm
then I
saying?
have Endgame then. Okay,
Okay, I'm
okay, okay.
ready.
I'll pitch you this. Bella and Matt.
Girl,
Endgame.
let me also just tell you, I didn't even think about Bella. Listen, the email did say anyone but I wasn't even thinking about Bella. I wasn't checking for Bella. You know what? Bella can be with whoever Bella want to be with. I care so little
Okay,
about Bella.
hear me out. They both have really flighty moms, and they're both just kind of, you know what? There is a difference, though, which is that she wants to be a part of the vampire world, and Matt really doesn't. So maybe that would be what they would divorce over. But I do feel like they both have mom issues in the exact same area, and that can be very bonding.
I am going to tell you that the reason that I would accept this
Yes.
is because they're both so vanilla and I don't care.
Yes, exactly. I don't care.
And I
Yes,
don't
I
care.
finally got one. Janelle stamped her approval on that one.
That
Matt and
tracks,
Bella,
right?
perfect.
Matt and Bella, because I just don't care. I only care when they are connected to other people.
Is hard to pair the people from The Vampire Diaries with the people from Twilight because I feel like the people in Twilight have a more of a sense of, I wonder if it's like a moral stability that is a lot more flexible in the TVDU world. Because I'm trying to think, like, who would Catherine end up with? And I can't think of anyone that would be a match for her in the Twilight universe.
I don't know, but I will tell you that I kind of like Carlisle and
Caroline?
thank you, Mom.
Oh my
Caroline's
God.
mom.
Liz? Liz and Carla? Oh my God. You're actually, you know what? That's dead on. They would absolutely be like the moral center of the, of like keeping people in check, trying to make the town function.
But if we're okay, but also if we're going the mom route, Esme. Oh shoot, I don't know where we are in the series. Esme and somebody
Yes, we're
else. I will I we haven't
okay.
gotten there yet. Esme
We haven't
and
gotten there
somebody
yet.
else. I don't know how to put a pin in this. But Esme and somebody else would
Yes.
work.
Amazing. I'm all about it. I'm already trying to imagine. Do we think Klaus with anyone?
No, Klaus is perpetually
Perpetually alone.
alone.
Yeah.
Mostly
Can't.
because he can't trust anybody else enough to be trusted with anybody else.
That's right.
No.
That's very true. We didn't pair Caroline with anyone.
I like okay, my immediate thought was Carol. You know what? Caroline and Jasper, because they
Yes.
have this whole
Gone
Southern
with the
Gone with
Wind
the Wind thing going
vibe.
on.
She would love Jasper, and he could calm her down.
It's problematic, but I love it.
It's problematic, but we love it for them.
As long as it's not on this realm, problematic, but it works.
Hell yes.
Yes.
Amazing question. Thank you,
I can play
Chandria.
this game all day. Thank you, Chandria. Love Kate. You're the best.
Yes. Oh yes, and Chandria also sent in another email asking, is the pod coming back? And I just want to take this opportunity to say I am so sorry for sort of abandoning the vehicle mid season three. I think I talked about this in the Christmas episode of 2024, but I've had some health stuff that's come up and like, don't worry about me. I've got a crackerjack team of doctors, but I'm trying to balance a lot of things and I feel a little bit like the hamster in my brain sort of stops running around the wheel sometimes, and all I can do is stare at a space, and that's not great for a pod.
Well, I would like
So
to speak on behalf. I know y'all ain't asked me to speak on behalf of y'all, but I'm gonna speak to you on behalf of your listeners and say we want you healthy,
thank you.
right? So we'll rock with it. Listen,
Yeah, thank you.
it's not like there are brand new episodes of TVD.
Yeah,
We love the show.
it's
So we're gonna
true.
rock with it. As
Yes.
long as you rock with
And
it,
we're
you get
getting to it.
healthy.
Thank you, Janelle.
As long as you get
It
healthy.
means a lot to me to have you as like a guest a lot because you really help me with like I get a little bit like in my head of like, oh my God, am I not gonna have like interesting things to say, and I'm like, it doesn't matter, Janelle will. Like, I'm like, Janelle's the fucking best.
You're very kind. I don't know.
Sometimes I can get a little bit like, do I, am I just gonna blank out? We were talking, I think maybe we were texting this past year, and in the middle of our conversation I went, wait, who is Faith? And you were like, the character in the show that we were just talking about. And I was like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. So I go blank sometimes because my brain is just at like half power. And I was like, what if I did that in the middle of a pod?
Oh my Listen, God. It's fine. You got people to hold you up.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah. I appreciate you. Yes. And things will get better. I have hope.
So yeah.
It's all going to be all right. Okay. I have another email. Okay. Give me another name.
Nancy, because I've been watching Stranger Things.
Amazing. What's her last name?
Nancy Sprouse.
Amazing. Okay, Nancy Sprouse writes, hi, I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and just got finished listening to season 2 episode 20's episode. So this was a while back. This was back in 2023. Mm-hmm. Nancy says, in anticipation of next week's episode, I wanted to send an email in. I'm curious how you guys are going to discuss the relationship between John and Elena next episode. I feel like the show writers did a really bad job with discussing the complicated feelings that Elena would be having about John's death and throughout the entire adoption plotline. I have a similar family situation to Elena where mm-hmm. I found out I was adopted and that my uncle was actually my biological father, and I've never met my biological mother. I feel like the show writers had a really missed opportunity to discuss the complicated feelings that come with biological parents, especially with Isabel. And in the next episode, they just kind of erase the hard feelings between Elena and John just because he died without any real character growth for him or Elena. I also feel like they fast-forwarded through John and Jenna dying and spent more time discussing literally anything else. Sorry for the long rambling email, Nancy Sprouse. Nancy, that is not a long rambling email. It's fantastic. And thank you for sharing those really intimate things.
Thank you for trusting us with that story. Or trusting Bridget. Yeah, I know I was going to be here. I had a lot of reactions.
Yeah.
To that. As you know, my opinion about the writing situation is not that I necessarily, it's not that I think that it's necessarily bad, but I do think, like, I do hold space for the fact that when you are a TV writer, you have like essentially 3 days to crack a story, right?
That's very true.
And so I like to hold space for that because one day, if I'm ever a writer in a TV room, I would like people to hold space for that for me, right? Like, but I do think that, like, when you bring up these really big things.
Yes. They're very real world issues.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like that's the other thing that makes it not as powerful is because you're, like, as a writer, you intentionally, especially as a writer of fantasy, you intentionally pull from real things that will ground the fantasy story, right? Like,
because people will see themselves in it.
Right. It needs to be able to have some sort of, like, because everything else is just this random imaginable thing, but you want to pull from something that's real. Yes. And so, like, if you're going to pull from something that is, in fact, real, then I do feel like you need to, like, pay a lot more attention to that. And I do remember thinking, like, the first time I watched it, thinking, like, wait, so we're done with that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I agree that there wasn't character development for John.
Yeah.
John is still not a character I love by any means.
Right, same. I mean, we had so much hatred for him in the pod when we were talking about him.
But I do think that there was some development.
Yeah.
I always think there's no development for Elena, but I imagine that, like, we don't know what happened in the world before. So it does make me wonder, like, if that is her biological uncle, her biological father, and the person who raised her is her biological uncle. Yeah. We don't know what conversation that was like, hey, if I do this, I am her father.
Right.
And so, like, I want to hold space for, like, what conversations may have happened.
And there's also an interesting thing of, like, the void in Elena's life of parental figure it was ended when her parents died.
Died.
So Jenna rushes in and tries to help, and we see her really struggle. And then, of course, John comes in and he has very problematic ways of trying to grab for that
Yes.
power, and it probably is out of genuine care for them, but it's very tainted with problematic shit on his end.
Yes. And I also want to say that, like, I also think that John probably does rush in. And here's why. What
Yeah.
we learn is that, like, he and Isabel have been working together,
That's
right?
right.
And so we don't know when that kind of parental thing activated for him.
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of the things that I put in my head are like, he was probably working a lot harder for like 7 episodes before we even saw him. He's
Yeah.
looking for Catherine. He's looking for these people. He's da 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 da, checking for Isabel. Was he always in touch with Isabel? Who knows, right? Like, we don't know
Yeah.
that. So when I say, like, I don't know that I think that there wasn't development for John, I think that there probably was. I think the point that Nancy is probably telling us about, though,
Yeah.
is that we didn't get to see it. Like, we had to
Yes.
imagine all of those things.
Yes. Yes. Because they didn't really pause. The Vampire Diaries does this thing where they just like
No.
burn through plot, like through like
Yes,
firewood.
and they don't have to.
They don't have to. They could have really spent that beat. And I think a lot of viewers would have appreciated it because I imagine everyone that I know that has talked to me about their adoption story has always talked about the anger they feel and the sort of sense of betrayal at like, that essential caregiver thing of like, why weren't you there? Why couldn't you be there?
Right. Like, for his point, if he was there, why couldn't he not have been an asshole when he was, right? Because
Yeah.
he's not known for being a kind person. So, like,
Yes.
now you want to be my dad? Like, I wanted to see more of those
Well, and it would have
conversations.
brought up stuff about Isabel because if you know that your parents are not your bio parents, that it brings up the question of, okay,
Well,
well,
then
is
who's
my
my
mom my
mom?
bi then who's my mom is the
Yeah.
real thing is like, because I'm sure John was around when Elena was little, like obviously he's Grayson's brother, but then they would have had to have the conversation about like then who's the mom, and Isabel was kind of the person I think they were really trying to
But that didn't
shake
mean,
like
but I think that that ire, like that anger that you're talking about, like
yeah.
she like that just full on anger that you're talking about, she could have had a scene of that. Even when he refused to tell her,
Totally.
who the
Totally.
mom is, but I mean, like, we do learn so much further along that, like, they've
Yeah.
been working together behind the scenes. But
Yes.
yeah, I do. So, like, I
It's also
do think.
interesting. I sorry not to cut
No,
you off,
go
but this
ahead,
is
go
just
ahead.
like flooding into my head. You remember how intent John was on like parenting Jeremy? He had such almost more of a focus on Jeremy than he did on Elena, and he's not even Jeremy's dad. It's almost like he was more able to
And
embody.
it was like a very father son. He was trying to do that.
He was trying to do the whole Gilbert family thing, kind of
Yeah.
treating Elena like she wasn't a Gilbert, which is
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
not true
Right.
and very patriarchal of
So,
like,
but this is also, now that's the part I think that's on the writers is like,
yeah.
I do wonder when they knew he was going to be the father. Like, at what
When they
part
decided,
of the
right.
writing did they decide, you know what? Let's have him be the father. Because
Yes.
I think that those lines could have been tugged at a little bit earlier as
Yeah,
well, if they
for
knew that.
sure.
And I think it probably would have been, because in other places they do a pretty decent job of seeding things. Like, I think of,
Yes, they do.
yeah, I think there are a lot of other places that they do a pretty okay job of that. So I think
Yeah.
they would have, which indicates to me that
Yes.
they probably didn't know when they first introduced him that, what I think would have been random, interesting is like, yes, I love the Isabel, but like, I mean, this would have changed the entire Vampire Diaries. But the
Yeah.
fact that like Elena could have been Jenna's daughter too, since they slept
Oh,
together.
yeah. Oh, yeah. But
Right.
then, of course, the
Right. That would have
doppelganger thing
changed.
and the whole
Yeah.
thing.
That would have
Yes.
changed everything. And I get that. And what I think is interesting, what could have been done, is that Elena is so angry at Jenna for not telling her. But that same anger
Yes.
doesn't spill over. Right. So
Yeah.
why is she so mad at Jenna
Jenna. Yeah.
for not telling her? And not,
Totally.
and I know that part of that is because they have a relationship, and so like she
Yes,
feels
and she's the
betrayed by
closest
that.
approximation to
Right.
like her mom.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just like I agree with Nancy that a lot could have been done to like develop that.
Yes.
And a lot
And
of
it
the
was rushed
anger.
because it was caught in the plot device. Very often this show does that where things become a plot device and it's like, "Oh, well, but he made this big sacrifice." And it's like, "Okay, but we didn't really get all of the emotional beats of that."
And I think that
Which is
sacrifice
good.
part could have been slower.
Yes, I agree. I
That could have
agree.
been where a lot of those conversations played out when he was on his
Yes.
deathbed.
Yes, 'cause that's huge. And like we don't get that back once it's been done. You can't unring that death knell, one might say.
I see what you did. I do. I do.
Amazing. Well, we got a lot of other emails, but I don't think we really have time to talk about a lot of them, but just a lot of them do say that they are very grateful to have a listening companion, that a lot of them don't have people to watch the show with, and so this is sort of like their TV book club kind of
I love
time. And
it.
yes, and I love that too. And if you guys want to continue to write in, let us know if we can read it in a mailbag episode. If you do, dearvampdiaries@gmail.com. And yeah, we will be back for various episodes. We already have the end of season three in the bag. I just need to edit it and send it out to you guys, and I fully intend to do that. And then we'll get some bonus episodes after that as well. So
Huzzah!
yay, huzzah! Happy New Year, Janelle. Thank you for taking the
Happy
time
New
to
Year!
hear some of the thoughts of our
Yeah,
listeners. That was really cool.
that was fun.